Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Here's how this works. We take a listener email that has come into the radio station, and we read it on the air, dissect it a little bit, and throw open the phone lines and let our listeners sound off. So we would love to hear from you guys. Here's our number if you want to call in, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. This show is definitely powered by your calls and comments, so please give us a jingle. Jake says, guys, I could use some advice. This situation's been bugging me. A while back, I loaned a close friend a decent chunk of money, like a couple grand.
Oh.
Because she was going through some really tough times. I didn't think twice about it. She promised that she would pay me back when things get better, and I wanted to help. Well, fast forward about a year, and somehow, a weird twist of fate, that same friend ended up becoming my girlfriend.
Oh.
He wrote, smooth, right? That is smooth, Jake.
That is.
He goes on to say, as fun as that sounds, it's now my turn to be in a pickle with some unexpected medical costs, and I need to be paid back, like, soon. The money she owes me would be a huge help right now. Let me say that she's doing way better financially these days. I think she makes more than I do. What makes it sting a little bit more is that I see her showing off new outfits and little splurges while I'm still in the hole. I don't want to be that guy who ruins a good thing by bringing up money, but it's hard not to feel like I'm kind of being taken advantage of now.
Yeah.
And to make it even more confusing, she once joked, guess I already paid you back with love, and kind of laughed it off.
Oh.
I can't tell if that was a joke or just how she actually sees it. So, JKJ, here's my dilemma. Do I bring it up and ask for the money back, or does being in a committed relationship mean that the money is officially gone? He goes, and P.S., the loving is really good.
Well,
love to hear your take, and that is from Jake. If you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All right, should we give her a name? Jake and...
Sammy.
Of course, because it sounds like sandwich. All right, so Jake and Sammy. Jake gave Sammy $2,000. She was in a pickle. Then they started dating, which is crazy. Now he's in a pickle and would like that money back. Should he ask for it? I wish he had loaned her 2,000 pickles.
Yeah.
Boy, this is a unique situation.
It is.
Because truly, I feel like a lot of people have loaned out money, right? And now to be dating the person that you gave the money to?
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation?
I mean, immediately, my initial reaction is you can't ask for it back. Which, by the way, P.S., the lovin's good.
I know.
If you want that lovin' to continue with her, you can't ask for it back. I mean, that's...
It's his money.
But he lent it out. What's the saying? Lend without thinking you'll ever get it back or something like that.
Yeah.
Especially to a friend who's now more than a friend.
And if she's made that comment of, well, I guess I already paid you back, with like, then it's crossed her mind.
Oh, totally.
She's thought about what she's going to do, and she's not going to pay it back.
She's being passive about it. She's saying, like, hey, I'm not paying you back. I'm literally giving you something else. You know? Like,
and
that's just the way it is.
But if she cares about him and she sees that he's in this medical dilemma right now and he needs to pay some bills, like... That's a horrible thing, too, to be like, oh, okay, we'll see if you can get it paid.
Well, but maybe
I don't know if I'd want to be with a person like that.
Maybe he does need to then have the conversation with her with that kind of context. Like, hey, I just had this huge bill come across, and I don't know how I'm going to pay it. You know, I know that you're in a much better place now, and is there any way that you can help me with this since I helped you when you were struggling? Like, if he wants to put it like that, I think that's a good way to approach it, but to come up to her and say, hey, you still owe me this money. And I don't think, because that's the thing, I truly feel like she thinks that they're past it.
Yeah,
because
she's good.
If she's like flaunting outfits, I just remember like the few times I've owed people money, I don't want to show them any wealth until I pay it back. Like,
totally. Keep it on the down.
I'm like eating ramen noodles in front of them, so they think I'm really straight. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want them to think I'm in any kind of situation that's better off, because they need to know, right? Like, that's the way I look at it. So if she's flaunting outfits in front of them, she thinks it's fine.
Phone lines are ringing. Josh is going to snag these. If you guys get placed on hold, hang tight. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you'd like to sound off about Jake's dilemma here for Show Wants to Know. Here's the thing, though. As a dude, how do you know that it's not like a TJ Maxx outfit or a Marshalls outfit or, you know, maybe she's using her Kohl's cash, Katie.
Yeah.
Like, to him, I mean, some guys are oblivious to what things cost and what, you know, what is fancy wardrobe. She could literally just be picking stuff up at Kohl's or whatever and looking really good, and he's thinking that she's going to Lululemon, too.
Yeah, well, I think
we don't
new
know.
Stuff in general, you know, I think it just, like, again, if she owed him money and felt bad about owing him money, she wouldn't be flaunting new things, whether they be from TJ Maxx or Nordstrom. Right?
Shopping at Ross.
Yeah.
Hi, Lexi. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. So, did you hear about Jake and his girlfriend?
I did. And hot take, I do think he should ask her for it back. I think she agreed to pay him back when she was in a better place. And I don't think the relationship really has to do with that.
Is the better place the relationship, I guess?
Every relationship is going to have to talk about financials at some point. And they're going to have one to start with because they had a financial conversation going on before there was even a relationship.
I like that.
So they're going to have to talk about it. And I do think, you know, maybe he left it on the table a little too long. It seems like it's kind of been, you know, put under the rug for a while, but I think ultimately they're going to have to talk about it.
I think this dude is just really, really worried that he's not going to get any booty anymore. And I think that is the biggest concern I'm seeing on this, especially when he ends the note by saying, P.S., the lovin's really good.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, his biggest concern, I don't think, is the money. It's missing out on a little sexy time with Sammy, making a sandwich with Sammy.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. Lexi, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Here's Annabelle. Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. So what do you think about Jake's situation?
Well, I think he should talk to her about it and just ask for help, like, you know, one of your hosts said. He could go by saying, hey, babe, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, hey, baby. Hey,
you know,
honey.
I need help.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, on that. So.
Well, if it's for medical stuff, I mean, he could be like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I need money. I'm dying.
If she's that woman, she should be able to understand. It's vice versa, you know.
Yeah, be so like compassionate, you know. Be
yeah,
like compassionate.
Exactly.
Give the guy his cash back.
Because that's what's wrong with this world, is no communication. And communication is a good thing in the relationship.
You are so right.
Boy,
there.
You're spot
nail on.
On
the head.
Yeah. It's with everything. With everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're on team talk to her instead of just let it go.
Yes, yes. I think he should talk to her about it. I mean,
okay.
I don't know if that sounds like asking about it. But it's in a good way, you know?
Yeah.
And how did you want him to start it off? Hey,
hey,
baby.
Hey, baby.
Well, you know, whatever he has to do.
I just wanted to hear you say, hey, baby, again. That's honestly why I said that.
Good, you know?
Can you say it? Go, hey, go, hey, Jer, baby.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
No.
You know?
Okay. Annabelle. Well, no, Annabelle. I'm not going to let you go until you say it. Say, hey, Jer, baby.
Oh, hey there, baby.
Perfect.
We need that audio, Josh.
Oh, I like that a lot.
I mean, I'm 61 years old, and I know all these things, you know.
That's all right. I'm into cougars. It's all good.
No, but, you know, communication.
I just did. I said I'm into cougars. We could hang out, Annabelle.
Oh, I'm not a cougar, but I could be.
Annabelle, I love you. Thank you for having some fun with us. We're going to let you go. I got you on camp talk. Talk it out.
Communication.
If you're getting thrown on hold, hang tight. We're going to get to you. Here's Rai Rai. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Not what I was expecting. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a lot of energy. I just got off work, so.
Can you?
Okay.
Hey, do me a favor. Go, hey, Jer, baby.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jer, baby.
Yeah. I'm into it. Somehow I'm into it.
I would start it, too.
Yeah, we'll make this a thing for the rest of the day. Riley, what are your thoughts?
I'm definitely team talk about it, especially if he feels that she's in a better financial situation than she was currently.
Yeah.
And what does it mean for your relationship too? Like, if you're going to get married, what, your wife's not going to give you a couple $1,000 that she's got lying around?
Yeah.
Because you need it for bills? Like, how does that set off the whole relationship?
Well, it's a lot like marriage because I'm terrified of my wife and he's already terrified of his girlfriend. Yeah. So it's quite similar to marriage.
You make a really good point, Riley, when it comes to your maturity level. And, you know, a mature adult would address this situation like, yes, clearly you need the $2,000 back that you loaned me. How many of us can be in a situation where we don't ask for $2,000 back, you know? So I think you're right. Like, this is a good measure of where they're at in their relationship, whether or not she's even willing to have a conversation
about it. It's a good barometer, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Riley, thank you for your feedback. I have you under Team Talk About It. Thanks
for
calling.
Team Talk About It, Jer, baby.
Kisses, Riley. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Grace, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you, before we start, go, hey, Jer, baby?
Hey, Jer, baby.
Perfect. Oh, geez. What would you want to say about Jake?
Weird.
Yeah, I like this. Jake, what do you want to say about Jake?
I'm going to be honest. Like, if you're in a committed relationship and you feel like, hey, this girl's my ride or die, I know she'll be there for me. Don't even bring up, hey, you owe me $2,000, obviously, right? But just be, like, honest. Like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Now that we've been together for some time, how about we, like, talk about what we can do for each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, and can I put you on a payment plan so you can start repaying me money? Because literally, he could be the die in the ride or die situation because it is for medical bills.
It is.
He could be the die part.
Yes.
I don't know what he has.
I feel like any man or any female that wants to be with somebody, they will see them as, like, they're Bonnie or Clyde, right? So it's like, this person will always be there for me. I can rely on them and don't ever have to feel like, do I even have to ask this question? Like, don't even start with like, hey, you owe me with $2,000 because obviously it's going to be a fight. But
yeah,
like, be honest, you know, like, hey, I think we're at a state where we could be honest with each other, kind of tell each other, hey, can you help me out with something? Because I really need the help and I feel like maybe you can help me now.
I like that a lot, Grace.
Like
that's a totally separate situation, right? You're not really bringing the last situation into the new one, but you are saying, hey, we're in a committed relationship, and I would like if you would help me in my time of need.
Mm-hmm. And will you still please sleep with me?
Yeah, exactly.
Please sleep with me. Can I still get a little booty action?
Because it's really good.
Know what I'm saying?
And I feel like, I'm going to be honest with you, as a woman, I feel like that insecurity is not so much bad anymore. It's more like a turn on, like, oh my God, this guy's like really secure about himself and he's over here talking about me, talking to me about like all these adult stuff. Like, great. This is awesome.
Yeah. Open communication is sexy. Open communication is sexy, isn't it, Grace?
It is.
Tell me you love me, Grace.
I can't do that. I have a husband. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I
understand. You made him sad.
I understand, Grace.
Oh, now he's sad. Now we got to deal with Jer Bear, Grace.
Man. Grace,
okay, well, I love all three of you guys.
Yay! Oh, Grace, yay!
Thank you, Grace.
We're going to have a foursome. Okay. All right, Grace, have a good day. Thank you so much for calling. We got to get to one more because we're past time. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Agree with the last
one. Well, hold on. Laura.
Laura.
Tell me, say, hey, good morning, Jer Baby.
Good morning, Jer Baby.
Thank you. Now, please continue.
He is being a baby this morning.
No, shut up. I just like the way it sounds.
I agree with the last caller. I think it's time, instead of feeling like someone owes him something, to make himself a little vulnerable and say, hey, I'm having some issues now. Can you be generous with me? It has nothing to do with being paid back or being owed something. You're in a relationship, so you can go there and say that.
It was my money originally.
Yeah. Dang it.
You can't do tit for tat and count in a relationship.
No.
That's not what it's about. Sometimes somebody
has
more. No,
but it was your money. It was your money to begin with.
And you weren't in a relationship when that happened, though.
You weren't. But I like where you're going with this, Laura, too, because if she helps him in his time of need, this could make their relationship get stronger, their bond grow more if she comes, not necessarily to his rescue, but to help him, right?
Yeah,
right.
It can really blossom. Laura, can I borrow $1,500 from you?
No, absolutely not. on buying clothes, then you know there's a problem. So it's good to know.
Exactly.
Laura's all business here, isn't she?
I like her take, though.
You are feisty.
Laura, you did it.
You are to the point.
Yeah.
Love it.
Right.
Thank you for calling in and making our morning, Laura. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, there
you go. A lot of great calls this morning.
Yeah, I think basically talk it out one, right? I don't think anyone was like, let it go.
No, I think it's definitely don't bring it up, but have a conversation about the future. Like, well, what I is like going on right now?
What you need to do is you need to do it when you're doing Sweet Sweet Love.
Hey,
that's
by
the
way.
Moment. Be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You owe me money. Oh, my God. I'm still out $2,000. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Make it stop. Keep going. Make it stop.
Okay.